My great grandfather, Arthur McCarthy, he joined Northwest Mounted Police in 1873. And then he was stationed at Fort Wood Mountain. Then his area was him to patrol. He became the wagon master. So he had to deliver groceries and rations to all the Indian bands that they found, because they had eliminated their source of living by killing all the buffalo. So they said, if you do what we want, we'll feed you. And then it became a habit. I think it's still going on today. And that a lot of the people, like most of these people here, are all Nakota Sioux. The job of an Indian farm instructor. These guys are all have a community garden, like potatoes, and peas, everything. And that's what they're doing here. They're picking potatoes. And that was part of the Indian farmer instructor. Then the agent or field superintendent for that area had the district. Like this area was called at that time was Moose Mountain. Moose Mountain Agency. Then towards the end it had Yorkton Tribal Council. It changed from the first time they started the reserves there, they called it Birdtail. That was the agency at one time, but it was too far away. That time travel wasn't very good. Huh? So for the agent to get around to supervise all these reserves, he had to bring it in closer, and they created the three reserves was Pheasant Rump, and White Bear. They called it Moose Mountain Agency. And then from there, when travel got a little more modernized, trucks and cars were used, then they created the Broadview Agency. Then it was all the cows, Sacame, were all added into one bunch. Then later, it expanded again when the travel got better and the roads got better. It's expanded to Yorkton Tribal Council. Now that whole area is called in that. On White Bear, the land was not as good as the left at Pheasant Rump. That some of the court cases are still pending on to get the original land back. They just, Monday, they had one court case went through, or the Lakota Sioux from Wood Mountain. They were successful in their land claim. They got $50 million to buy 22,000 acres back that was taken away from them. Like you see, back in the early 1900s, the Liberal Party had guys in Western Canada stealing Indian lands and selling them for their own profit, and never was reported to Ottawa until 1915 with the Ferguson Report. Found out that a lot of them, but they never prosecuted any of them. They were all died millionaires from all the sales of the Indian reserves that they sold out west here. And that's why the people don't understand what the land claim's all about.